Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the reason why Yom Tov does not have the same status as Shabbos, we don't say that one should be a mourner over Yom Tov with some leniencies, just like on Shabbos, only certain prohibitions of mourning apply. The reason why we don't say that on Yom Tov is because Pesach and Sukkos are at least a week long, and that's the entire duration of the Shiva. So if somebody were to die just before Yom Tov, that would mean that the entire Shiva would be through Yom Tov. But that would mean that they would never actually mourn over the dead body fully, because the Yom Tov would mean that the mourning would be on a more lenient level. They would be able to have somewhat a joyous time, and it would come out at the end of that they wouldn't actually have mourned over the dead body appropriately. And therefore the Chachom said that the Yom Tov should interrupt, and they would have to continue after the Yom Tov. Now, according to this, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are only 1 or 2 days, have the same status as Shabbos, and that indeed is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, when it comes to Shavuos, which is only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, or 2 days outside of Eretz Yisrael, I would have thought it should be like Shabbos. However, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and there was an obligation on everybody to come up to the Beis HaMikdash for the Sholosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and one had to bring a particular korban upon appearing at the Beis HaMikdash for the Yom Tov, and that korban could be bought up to 7 days after Shavuos, which meant that although the Yom Tov itself was only 1 day, for an entire week after that, it is still considered to be a days of joy, and therefore it shared the same status as Pesach and Sukkos with regards to mourning. However, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so now the entire joy of the Yom Tov of Shavuos is primarily limited to the day of Shavuos itself, which means that Atzeres HaShabbos, Atzeres Shavuos, now has the same status as Shabbos, that it counts as one of the days of the Shiva, and it does not cancel it at all. Rabban Gamliel says that all of the Yom Tovim are the same. Even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Karagalim, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have the same status as the Yom Tov, that they do interrupt or cancel the Shiva, and do not count towards it. If there are less than 3 days before then it does not count as part of the Shiva. Since all of the Yom Tovim are compared to each other in the Pesukim, they are all known as Mo'adei Hashem, and therefore they all have the same status. V'chachom say a middle opinion, like the Rezer, v'like the Rezer, not like the words of Rabbi Eliezer, and not like the words of Rabban Gamliel. Ela rather, Atzeres Karagolim. Shavuos has the same status as the other Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkos. We don't say that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the halacha changed. Even nowadays, Tachanun is not said for the entire week after Shavuos, because there is somewhat a joy still present for that entire week. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos, since they are always just 1 or 2 days, and therefore they would count towards the Shiva, and certainly the Shaloshim. And if the person died 3 or 8 days before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that would not cancel those periods of mourning.